episode number 20. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitraf with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we'll be covering Bava Metzia 34b, and we'll be doing the second Tosfos. The Gemara has 11 Tzveka, which are not answered. They all end in a Teiko, which means they won't be answered until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. I'm going to go through a couple of them here. Amar Harei Mishaleh V'Meis. What happens in a case where a Shomer took an animal and he guarded it, then what happened is it got stolen, and we don't know where it is? So he says, Hari Mishalem. He claims he's going to pay. What happens? He dies. The Amru Banav and his children say, Ain't Anu Mishalem, we're not going to pay. My, what's the din in such a case? Mi Amrin in the Mahadr Ka Mahadr Behu? Do we say they're serious and they're not going to pay, and therefore they won't get the kefil? Or Dilma de Milz Davi Hon Kaime? Or really they mean to keep their father's word? But the Chiyahu Dake Madachu Le? And they're really just pushing off for time. So that's the question. But the case is where the Shomer died. The question is, can the Banim, the sons, wind up getting the kefil? That's question number one. Question number two. The Shimu Banim, in the exact same case, what happens if they actually paid? My, what's the din? Matzi Amalohu, Kyaknai, Kafela, Livichon, the Avili Nicha Nafshe. Do we say that the Baal only wants to give to the father because the father did him favors, but to them he doesn't want to give? Or Dimaloshna, or doesn't make a difference? So the same case, but it happens to be they paid. Do they get the kefil or not? Maybe the original owner doesn't want to give the children the kefil. That's the second question. The third question is, Shilem Labanim, my. This case is different. What happened is a person gave over his animal for a guy to watch. Then it gets stolen, and then the original owner dies. What happens? Shilim Labanim. The Shomer now wants to pay the children of this guy. My, what's the din in such a case? Do we say it was only our father had a mind to give the Shomer? Aval Anandi Dan Lo, but we don't want to give you. Or Dilmalo, or no, we say the same din by the father, just like the father wanted to give them, so too they also want to give them. That's the question. So in one case, we have a case where the Shomer died, and the question will be whether his children will get the kefil. And the other case is where the original owner died, and the question will be if the Shomer pays the children, does he get the kefil? On the first case, where the father dies, Tosfos has a difficulty. How can it be that we're going to wind up paying the children of the Shomer the kefil? Ha? Ein adam moish kenas. You cannot inherit a kenas. And in this case, he would be inheriting a kenas. I'll bring the source in a minute. First, I want to explain the case. The case will be where the father, who's the Shomer, says he's going to pay. Then he dies. So the question will be, when they pay, do they get the kefil or not? So Tosfos says the question's not a question at all. How can it be that they're going to wind up getting the kefil that was owed to their father? You can't inherit kefil. There's no way to inherit kefil. And the case obviously is that the animal was stolen during the life of the father, and they didn't find the thief, and they're willing to pay. But the question will be, how do they inherit the kefil? And where do we know that you cannot inherit the kefil? Like it says, Eid Adam Yorsh Kanaz Levanov. A man cannot inherit a fine to his sons. Kedatanan, it says over there, Varesh Berek Na'ara. The Mishnah Kesubas 41b says like this. A young girl who is seduced, the bosh is for Bagan V'Kanaz, the money for the embarrassment, the indecency, and the Kanaz all go to her father because she's a young girl. Vatsar, and the suffix she went to in the case where she was raped, also goes to her father. De Bedin. Now what happened? Let's say the case is closed already. Achelo Mesa'av, Hari Sha'av. So as long as the father's alive, the father keeps the money. Mesa'av, Hari Hem Sha'achim. But if the father were to die, so they would inherit all this money that was given for their sister. But that's because it's Omed Bedin. The case is already finished, and it's just like regular money. The lowest speaker, Lamod Badin, but in a case, for example, where all this happened and this money was now owed to the father, but it didn't owe Med Badin yet, it wasn't finished, and then the father passed away. Harihem Sha'atzma. So then everything belongs to the girl herself. It doesn't go to the brothers when the father dies. So Rashi explains, Kevan de lo amda Badin, lav mamon hu, Liorshiv Levanov. It doesn't go to the children. Since they didn't stand their din yet, it's not considered money that it should go to the sons. And therefore, it doesn't go to the sons. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, Tosos has a difficulty with our Gemara. Our Gemara is Hari Meshen of a Mace. The Shomer passed away. And we're saying that if the children were paid the original owner, they would wind up with the Kenas. But how could they wind up with the Kenas? Because it will be as if they inherited the Kenas. They're ending up with the Kenas that their father would have got. How can it be? You can't inherit a Kenas. Now the Pnei Yeshua comes along with a difficulty. We see that Tosfos in Baba Kama, Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, gives three answers there as to why you would inherit a Kenas. The case over there, which Tosfos is speaking about, is on Baba Kama 74b. It's the Mishnah. It says, God of Mishal Aviv, a guy steals from his own father. V'meis Aviv, and then his father dies. V'achak Tavak Mocher, and afterwards he shecks the animals or he sells them. What's the din? Mishalim tishlumi kefil, the kefil he does pay. Ve'enu mishalim tishlumi arba v'chamisha. And he doesn't pay the four or five times the amount for either selling or shechting the animals. And the Gemara explains that's because he shechted his own animal. He already inherited it. But he does pay kefil to his brothers. So there you see a case where the brothers inherit kefil. So Tosos asks the same kasha from Kesubos 41b in the Mishnah, which we just said. What do you do in the case with the seduced girl? We see that the brothers do not inherit the Kenas. So Tosos gives three answers, and the Pnei Yeshua is going to bring them down. He says like this. Lo ayri ele ne'inyin korban shavua, ayin sham barichos. Tosos brings down that we don't have a problem with the case of the Mefate. Why? Because that's only talking about a very specific case, talking about a korban shavua. So it's limited. That's the first answer. V'od katvu, and Tosfos also gives another answer, which is that we're only specifically talking about the case of a seduced girl. But everywhere else, you would be able to learn that a man can inherit a kenas. It's only there. We don't make a binyan av out of that case. It's true the brothers don't inherit the kenas, but that's only specifically in the case when they're supposed to get from their sister. But in other cases, it's not a problem. It must be that our Tosfos is only going according to the middle answer, which was what? There was another answer, which is we're talking about a case where they stood in din. The case in Baba Kama is talking about already it was omen b'din, so it's a din of mamon, and it's not a din of a kenas. Therefore, it must be that Tosfos only has a difficulty according to that answer. In other words, really, you cannot inherit a kenas. Why over there, Baba Kama, we see that you can inherit a kenas? He does pay the kefil to his brothers. Because over there, it was already omen b'din. It was not a din of a kenas. It's already considered mamon. But in general, you cannot inherit. Therefore, in our case, where the guy said, Harei Mashalim Mameis, and he didn't omen b'din, how can it be that he inherits kenas? We know that you cannot inherit a kenas. Only if it's a din mamon can you inherit it, but if it's a kenas, no. And therefore, Tosus' difficulty stands, but it's only according to his middle answer, according to the Pnei Yeshua. But we already see that it's not so glad, it's not 100% to say that the din is that you cannot inherit kenas, because maybe it's only specifically by the case of a seduced girl. Now the Tosfos Harash wants to explain that Rashi is also dealing with the problem of inheriting a kenas, but in a different case, in the case of Shilim Labanim. What's the case of Shilim Labanim? It's the case where the original owner died. And Rashi explains there, very interestingly, what does he say? Mesu Abali Benignava. He learns the case in a very strange way. He says, first the father died, and then it was stolen. For Omer Hashom Labanim, Hareni Mishalim, or Shilim Mahu. And then they want to pay. But it's very strange. It's counterintuitive. You would think the case is simple. What do you mean the father died? The father hands over the animal to the shomer. The thing gets stolen and then the father dies. That's a simple understanding of the case. Right. Rashi says, no, that's not the case. The case is that the father hands over the animal to the shomer and then the father dies. And then the thing gets stolen. So Rashi's learning it to be that the thief really stole the animal from the sons. Because why? When the father died, now the animal belongs to the sons. Then it got stolen. Why is he learning like that? So the Tosfos Harash wants to explain because of the problem of Yerusha. He says like this. Perish Rashi Shemesa Mafkid V'achak Nignava. Rashi explained that the father died and then it was stolen. Why? If it was stolen during the life of the father, how can it be that his children will wind up getting this kefal? Hi, I'm Rina Bekasubas. We saw over there by a seduced girl. De'ein adam morish l'kanas l'banav. That a man cannot give his inheritance a kanas. So according to the Tosfos Rosh, what's pushing Rashi to say that the animal was stolen after the father died was because of the problem of a kanas. But if the father already passed away, so it was stolen from the sons, there's no problem of kanas. The kanas gets paid to them. And the question will be, if the shomrim paid, do they get or not? That's the question. But there's no problem of Yerusha here. But the Tosfos Rosh continues and says, listen, Rashi is not forced to say like that. Why not? Miu yesh mufashim shedavka ma'onis mufate mishum de'en adam morish zechus bito levanov aval shakanasos morish levanov. Again, we can answer, like the Tosfos answered over there, that it's only specifically the case of a seduced girl that you cannot give an inheritance to the sons. But in general, people can inherit a kanas, and there's no problem. If that's true, so Rashi wasn't forced to explain the way he did. We could have explained the case simply, that the father gave over the animal was stolen, and then the father died. There's no problem. The thieves now pay the kanas to the sons, because you can inherit a kanas. But the Tosfos Rosh is holding no, Rashi's problem was a problem of kanas, and that's what pushed him to say what he said. Now comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba doesn't agree with the Tosfos Rosh. He's saying that's not what's pushing Rashi at all. He says, of our Rashi zal perish, shemeso abailim v'archak nignava. Rashi explained that the father died, and after it was stolen, why? The near derav the other rabba, just the opposite. Ilu nignava b'chayav, because if it was stolen during the life of the father, peshita dekone mishas v'kineva. So the Rashba wants to say that the reason why Rashi said that it was stolen after the father died was because if it was stolen during the life of the father, it's obvious that the Shomrim will get. Why? Shaharia haya ha'av makne kaim v'tashlumi lo ma'akev. Because the father already gave over the animal a second before it was stolen to the Shomer. And the money's not ma'akev if they pay. Of course, if they pay, it doesn't matter when they pay. But if they're going to pay, they're going to get it. So he wants to say that it's obvious, and that's why Rashi was forced to say that it was stolen after the father died. There we have a question. Do the children want to give to the Shomer or not? But if it was stolen while the father was alive, it's obvious that the Shomer is going to get because he already acquired the animal, and it's Peshitta. And it's not like the Tosfos Rosh. It has nothing to do with Yerusha. It has to do with the fact that it would be Peshitta, and there would be no question in the Gemara. Now it comes along the Kesef Mishnah with a difficulty on the Rashba. The Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, Sheleva Pikadon, Perichet, Halacha Hey, sounds like this. Well, first of all, the Rambam brings all the cases and he says they're all Sveikot. It's a Suffolk Mammon, just like the Gemara concluded. The Kesef Mishnah says on that. Ketavu hu adina boy sham. These are the same questions that the Gemara has. The Ketuva Rashba, the Dinu Mitok Devarav, Shim Nignava Bechayayav. And the Rashba wrote that if it was stolen during the life of the father, v'shilim ha'shomer l'banav, and the shomer paid to the sons of the father, peshita sheyizkei b'kefel. It's obvious that he's going to get the kefel. V'kashili, I have a problem with that, he says. Dekeva the nignava l'chud b'chayei ha'mafki, that since if it was stolen in the life of the father, nikne le'at the kefel. So they acquired the kefel. Im came, kishe nignava v'meis ha'shomer. The other case, this is so beautiful. He says, wait a second. What about in the other case where the Shomer died? V'shilum banim. And now the children want to pay the original owner. Kevin de b'shash negreva nikne lo. Since the kinyan already happened, ha'kefil su lo matzi mahadrabe. Surely they're going to get the kefil. He says a beautiful thing he says. Wait a second. If the Rashba is saying that it's obvious in a case where the father was alive and it was stolen, he surely acquires the kefil, and that's why Rashi didn't bring it. So it would also be true in the other case, the case where Tosfos spoke about, the case where the Shomer died. What happened? The original owner's alive. He gives it to the Shomer. The Shomer's alive. Then the thing gets stolen. Then the Shomer dies. Same story. It's Peshitta that the kids are going to wind up with the kefir. Why? Because the father already acquired the kefir, he says. If it's Peshitta, if the original owner is alive, that the shomer is going to acquire the kefir, so even in the case where the shomer dies, because the shomer was alive before, he already acquired the kefir. Now the shomer dies. So of course the children are going to get it. It's not a question of an inheritance. The father acquired the kefir before he died, so it's Peshitta. So why does the Gemara have a question? That's his first problem. Second of all, I don't understand how the Rashba can say that it's obvious in a case where the animal was stolen while the father was alive, it's obvious that the shomer acquires the kefil. The real kingdom doesn't happen until the shomer pays. So I don't understand the Rashba. And therefore, he disagrees with the Rashba, and he wants to say like the Tosfos HaRosh. He wants to say the reason why Rashi said what he said was nothing to do with the fact that it was Peshitta. It has to do with Yerusha. He says like this. V'li nirei, the Mishum Haki Perish Rashi. This is why Rashi was forced to say that the animal was stolen after the death of the father. Mishum, the Nignav HaKodem Misa, because if it was stolen before while the father was still alive, lo shayich heboye. There's no question. There's no Yerusha. And that's what was pushing Rashi, like the Tosfos HaRosh. In other words, if the father was alive, well, the thing was stolen, so the shomer was chayav the kefil to the father, now the father died, how can it be that the children inherit the kefil? That's the problem. And that's why Rashi wants to say that the thing was only stolen after the father died, and his thief actually stole it from the children. So now listen to this. He says if Rashi's holding that there's a problem with Yerusha, we're going to be stuck with Tosfos' Kasha. Because look at the other case. If we say there's a problem in the Yerusha when the original owner dies, there's a problem of Yerusha, of inheritance there, there's also going to be a problem in the other case where the Shomer dies. There's also going to be a problem of Yerusha. He says, V'im tomar eik perish Rashi gabi shamu banim kishenignava b'chayav. The case of the Shomer, obviously the thing was stolen during the life of the Shomer. If the thing was stolen after the Shomer died, it's already Hefka, there's no problem. No, what happened is the original owner handed it over to the Shomer. Then the thing was stolen. And then what happened was he died. So the question is, Shamu Banim, the children now want to pay. What do you mean the children want to pay? If the children pay, they're going to wind up inheriting the kefil, and I don't understand. And that's exactly what Tosfos' Kasha was. He was speaking on that case. Tosfos said, Areni Mashalim Ameis. Whose mace? The Shamu's mace. Tema Eki Shalem Lebenea Nifkat Kefil. Ha Ein Adam or Eish Kanas. The children can't inherit a Kanas. How can it be they're going to wind up with a Kanas? So he gives a beautiful answer, and this is wind up answering Tosfos' So he gives a beautiful answer, and this answers Tosfos' problem. He says, Yesh lomar, Dishani hasam, Shabao hapikadon kaim, Vaganav chayav l'shalem lo. In that case, when the thief has to pay, who does he pay to? He pays to the original owner, and the original owner is still alive. And the kefil is really going to the original owner. It's like the original owner is now giving the kefil to the kids. They're not inheriting the kefil. Let's spell it out. The original owner handed over the animal to the shomer. Then the thing was stolen. Then the shomer died. Now the children want to pay. Do they get the kefil or not? You'll say, wait a second, how do they get the kefil? They get the kefil because they're inheriting the kefil. He says, no, they're not inheriting the kefil. They're getting the kefil from the original owner because the thief is chayav to the original owner and the original owner is going to give it over to the children. He says, Zokei legabi didei v'lav kenasu gavoltik. He says, it's not really a kenas. V'divrei rashba zal srikiyun. And the words of the Rashba need help. But he says, listen, I can explain the whole story here. It's coming out a little bit dokek. Why? Because we're saying at the end of the day, it's not a kanas. So this question that we're asking in the Gemara as to whether the sons get the kefir or not, the sons of the shomer, it's not really a din of kefir. It's a din of mamon, which is dokek. But we're forced to say we have no choice. Why? Because if Rashi held that there was a problem of kefir in the other case where the father died, and therefore we were forced to say that the geneva happened after the death of the father, so also the same problem on the other side. What about the side of when the shomer dies? How can the shomer's children inherit the kefil? So the Rashba wants to answer, they're not inherit the kefil. They're getting the kefil from the original owner. The thief is paying the original owner, and the original owner is giving it to these sons, but not medin kefu, medin mamon. It's also doche, because we're forced to say in our original question of why it's not a devar shelo ba'olam, that the shomer acquired the cow a minute before it was stolen. So if that's true, so now when the shomer died, it's like the children inherited the cow. So therefore, they inherited the cow. Inochinami, if they'll say that. But how can they inherit the kefel? We're saying, no, the kefel is winding up going back to the original owner, and the original owner is giving to them. There are a lot of questions here which need more research. Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. Please look below this video for the download of the PDF of all the source files and any other material which might help you to understand this class.